Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inner Wisdom Radio. This is Mary Phelan, and thank you for joining me today. I am your host, and I actually started the episode at 11:30, my normal time, but there was a glitch in the matrix, let's say. Those glitches can be very interesting for sure, and so I had to wait the half hour to restart the episode. So if you had been on the line holding, I do apologize. I don't know what happened. And perhaps you can call back now, because I would still love to talk to you. Now, today I'm going to continue the topic that I had started last week on spiritual development and how important it is to go at your spiritual psychic development from a spiritual development perspective, because this really is more than developing clairvoyance or clairaudience or telepathy. When you isolate those particular facets, it is cutting off so much from you. And if you look at how you are perceiving the room around you right now, you probably are predominantly listening right now, perhaps, or maybe visually looking at the computer, whatever that may be. If you cut out all your other senses except for that vision or that hearing, you would be missing a whole lot about what's going on in that room, even if you are still hearing. So to develop your psychic abilities and your spiritual abilities without really looking at the spiritual aspect of it and the groundedness and the physical relationship to your spirit self, you really are missing so many pieces of that puzzle and so many facets of that picture that you're not really getting a clear picture, and you're going to make decisions and assumptions about the information you're getting that are not going to have anything to do really with reality. So it is important to develop that foundation. The Egyptians called it the J-hook, where in order to ascend, you have to descend. And that doesn't mean that we have all these horrible things lurking in our subconscious and unconscious mind. And the metaphor of Christ 40 days in the desert battling his demons, which are really his fears, it may seem like a scary road and that it's better to avoid it and try to jump from the lower tip of the J to the higher tip, but it will never work. As long as you have fears, then you have things that your angels will come to reveal to you, and sometimes that looks like scary things or demonic things or whatever. So I tell you what, we have a call that's been patiently waiting. Why don't we take the call, and then I will go into some more of these subjects. So this is area code 805, and hi, you're on the air. What can I do for you?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. What can I do for you?
Oh, I didn't know. Are you giving little readings today, Mary?
Sure, I can do that.
Okay. My name's Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Yeah, I wanted to know if my finances would be getting better. I don't work. So I kind of depend on, you know, raffles and drawings and, you know, ways to make money that way and winning things. And I wanted to know if you, you know, could see if abundance would be coming in for me.
Well, it's funny that you said the word abundance, because the card has that word right on it. And I was reading it right as you said. One of the things I see about you, and I think this is very interesting, that a lot of people feel that abundance comes through the raffle or the paycheck or whatever. It really, those are just vehicles that bring something that's far more fundamental and real, and that is our ability to feel safe, because that's why we want those things anyway, is for that feeling of gratitude and that feeling of being safe. And if you can feel those things, then the vehicle just stops becoming the focal point. And I think as long as we're focusing on the focal point of the paycheck or the dollar bill or whatever, then that's where our fears will manifest, let's say. So with that being said, I feel that this is a time in this lifetime you came here to explore very specific things, and that you have just realized that you want to free yourself from a lot of the formatting that a lot of people feel that compelled to exist within. It takes a lot of courage to do that. And that it's like you're stepping out of that whole hamster wheel. And so that can be scary at times. And that this is a time of great spiritual depth, and that perhaps your life prior to this, there had been some things that just felt empty. And you made a decision on some other level to just follow this spirit, your spirit. And so you can never lose when you do that. And it says success in response to your inquiry, and that there is abundance and prosperity coming. And so what I am feeling is perhaps there could be an idea that you could develop that is probably something you've already thought of. Maybe you've mentioned to people a number of times, and and you thought, well, you know, these are good ideas. Like, we all throw out good ideas. Oh, yeah, I thought of the air conditioner many years ago, and someone invented it. It's something like that, that maybe taking items that people have used, and of course it's not for me to think this up because then it wouldn't be your creative thing. I am saying just open your mind, because there could be money that is sitting right near you that would be obtainable that for very easy ways. Maybe even like taking something and transforming it into something else, something that you get for free. But at any rate, I think that's for you to unfold. I think it's something pretty close to you and may already be in your mind that will help with more money. But it looks very positive. So thank you, Donna.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mary. Have a wonderful day.
You too, and I appreciate your call, as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, thank you, Donna. That was very lovely to have you call in. And feel free, if people have questions, I'd love to hear from you, so call in. So we were talking about this foundational spiritual development, and even for questions like what Donna called in for of finances and moving forward in prosperity, I think that it is really important for us to feel safe. Essentially, we have two questions that we ask ourselves when we embark in this world, in this life, that have a pivotal influence on everything that we experience. And that is, do I live in a safe universe, or am I safe within the universe? And it may sound like both of these are very similar, but like plucking a string further down the road, they become very, very different, and the movement of the string gets much further apart. For instance, if you say, I am safe within the world, that means that you have found a place and found techniques and maybe a status in life that you feel safe, that you have locks that you can lock. But you will forevermore be in defense, either defending that, preventing something from coming in, or feeling trapped within it. Your life becomes a battle between those two things. And fear then comes and rides right there next to you to keep you safe and to keep that fortress intact. If you say, I live in a safe universe, all of a sudden, everything opens up to you. After all, good and bad are not states of being. Good and bad are evaluations about a neutral event, as we all know now. We may not all know it, and we may know it, but we don't really know it. So good and bad are not real things. They are just an evaluation, like thinking something is pretty or cool or old-fashioned. All those things, it's not really about what you're evaluating. It's about how we chose to feel about it. So if we look at reality as a neutral thing, and good and bad are aspects of how we feel about it, we can see that that fundamental choice, being safe within the universe or living in a safe universe, can have a great impact on every single aspect of your life. So if you live in a safe universe, guess what you do automatically from that point? You start looking at everything in your life as being on your side, and everything in your life as being a blessing, even if you can't see it. Whether that blessing is on a bride's face on her wedding day, if that joy is found under a pile of laundry after you've completed the laundry, wherever it is, it always exists in that moment. There's some blessing, there's some message. Your whole life communicates to you. And everything in your life is there to further the story, the plot of your life, everything. And how I realized that is when I was growing up, I always loved mystery stories, and that's why my website is called The Holistic Detective. I love Nancy Drew, and I loved solving things. And I would watch those mystery stories and try to discover, okay, who did it in the end? And I realized that they never showed anything that wasn't pertinent toward the plot. And in writers' group, we were always talking about taking things out of your story that doesn't further the plot because it's cluttery and it's just not good style for writing. And so if the camera focused on a key on a table and then cut over to something else, well, I knew that key was going to be part of the clue. And so after a while, it was really hard to stump me on these mysteries. Well, I took that a step further, and I realized that nothing shows up in your life that's not there to further the story of your life. So people can say, oh, they lost their job. This is a terrible thing. This is a case of where this is bad, and I'm going to hold these marbles, the good marble and the bad marble, and this is a bad thing, so I'm going to judge this as a bad experience, and everything is filed over into bad. Or somehow I have to create a way to get out of this situation because this is somewhere I cannot be. This is on the other side of the door of safe and unsafe. Well, what happens then is you lose all message, all voice of your life and what that's telling you about you and why you came here. And if you don't listen to all facets of life, then what happens is it starts speaking to you louder. And so we have experiences that we feel are very unpleasant because we didn't listen to it before. And think of it as someone knocking at your door. If you answer the door, they're going to stop knocking. If you don't answer the door, the knock may continue to get more intense and louder. So if you agree with yourself that you will listen to your life as it comes up, you won't have to have these extreme experiences because you're hearing it way upstream. So I would suggest to everybody to write that affirmation down. I live in a safe universe, and this is true no matter what it may look like. Yes, it looks like terrible things are happening. People are starving and getting killed and cheated and hurt and wounded and unloved and abandoned, and we have all these words, and those things are happening out there. But who is to say what is the message behind that, and that everybody has equal power in their life to create what they create. And let me give you an example. A number of years back, I was meditating on how I could help those less fortunate than me in a better way. And I do a lot of things, but I was thinking more like soup kitchen or nursing homes. What is it that I should go do? And Mother Teresa shows up in my meditation, and she's not someone that I normally think about. Not that she's not a great lady and a saint now, but she says, what makes you think there are those less fortunate than you? And it was such an epiphany moment for me. It was so freeing. And I said, wow, that's true. If there's no one less fortunate, then there's no one more fortunate. And who am I to say that their experience is somehow lesser than mine? And it is guilt that is driving the charity or the desire to help. And so whenever any person that was on the street that needed money, the guilt, well, I have $5, why, this is cruel for me not to give it to them. That all left, and immediately I became funded by love. And sometimes love says no. And we have to get to the point where we are doing things out of genuine heart instead of out of fear or guilt or any of those things. So I know I brought that up for a reason. I've got so many things here on the list that I wanted to share. I'm sure it will come back to me. But it is important, because it's a safe universe. So if that person that is there begging, seemingly very hungry, needs money, it's for some reason they've got their team of angels, their higher self. They have everything. They have a rich resource. And so who am I to judge their experience? Now, with that being said, if they cross my path and my heart, through love, guides me to help by giving money, then I'm going to do that. And if my heart guides me to love them by not giving them money, then I'm going to do that. And that is the important thing, and one of the greatest benefits over living in a world that is safe. You can really see what's going on. So, pardon me, I am getting over losing my voice, and it is getting better, so I'm glad about that. So, if the good and bad are states of evaluations, let's look at the nature of fear. This is one of the things that we explore as a primary thing when we start embarking on our spiritual path. Everyone deals with their fears. Christ did it 40 days in the desert. It's escaping me now, but every religious text talks about some form, rite of passage, or initiation by fire. And it seems like, okay, we're testing your strength. We're going to cause you this torture to see how strong you really are. It's never been about that. It's been about dealing with one's fears. So, in my own personal experience, many years ago, I was even in my early teens, I had seen the movie The Exorcist, and it terrified me, quite frankly, to the point where I went into a 3-year intense study of every religion, reading the Bible, doing everything I could to try to find an answer to my fear. And I felt running to religion may be a remedy, may be an answer. But I found the more I delved into the Bible and various things, I got more afraid because it talked about demons and this terrible thing. And so I had my dark night of the soul or my 40 days in the desert. That may have been more like 2.5 or 3 years. And when I was in my late teens, as I was saying, early 20s, extended into there. And I really found through multitudes of experiences that fear is not anything real, that anything that we perceive of as demons or these horrible experiences first stems from the idea that we live in an unsafe universe. And then our levels of awareness are like levels of a building. And when I'm on the ground floor of the building or the basement level of the building, my vibration is such that I interpret divinity and love through the lens of that vibration, and it becomes, looks like demons or things that are evil. If I raise my vibration by going higher up in the building, then these demons are really my angels. So it's all a matter of perspective and evaluation. And you can see how living in a safe universe can change your perspective, your evaluation, and take you to a completely different level of consciousness and awareness. Then you see things. And when you start seeing your angels at that vibrational level, everything that comes to you is that high frequency because you're in the land of that frequency. The divine manifests on all levels. What level are you going to witness it at? It is completely your choice, and it all stems from the foundation of your beliefs about reality. One of the dreams that illustrated this for me very clearly, I had many years ago as well, and I call it my Violet Sea dream. In the dream, I was on my way to this spiritual place that had this feeling that I can't even describe, but it was bliss times bliss is how it felt. And I knew I was going to this wonderful place, and everyone I met along this journey was telling me about it. And I rode every method of transportation, a train, a plane, and I flew and really high up. And then I got to this place, and my last form of transportation was a riverboat that was taking me to this Violet Sea. And at last I got there, and I got out of the boat, and the water was so incredible. You just floated. You couldn't sink. There were mermaids and dolphins and all these beings there. And I looked around me, and for a moment, I thought, maybe I've been tricked. This looks like the Black Sea. And so I said this out loud, and I started feeling this fear because it looked black to me. And this angelic being comes over to me with a mason jar, which I'm sure has some symbolism, and scoops it up and holds it up to the light. And it was this very deep purple. And she said, all blackness is concentrated divinity. Just shine more light on it. And I tell you, I awoke from that dream with a knowing that there is nothing that is unlovable in this universe, and that all we have to do is shine more light on it. So you may be thinking, my husband just left me. I just lost my job. Whatever that might be that you are thinking, shine more light on it. What is the greatness there that is concentrated within what looked dark to you? It is all a matter of perspective. When you deal with your fears, everything you do from that point will be done in the higher levels of the building. If you are going to go to those higher levels and develop your telepathy and psychic abilities, and you have not changed your fundamental view, your fundamental perspective, what is going to happen is you will experience things in the nature of the land that you are existing within. And sometimes that's not in what we would call the most pleasant way. So that's why I think building your foundation is more critical than anything else in your life. So what are some of the things that you fear? Where do your fears lie? I was in a lot of the way I dealt with my fears early on were in the dream time. I would have these incredible dreams, and lots of things would be going on, and I would wake up terrorized by them. And then one time, as I was waking up, I heard my spirit voice saying to me, "Doors, doors, there's always a door. Look for the door behind the thing you're running from." So I go into the next dream, and there is this demonic, scary being there. And so I remembered this from within the dream, because it was at a time when I was practicing a lot of lucid dreaming as well. And I said, oh, I remember what my guide told me. So I just stood there, even though I was shaking like you wouldn't believe, and I just walked through whatever this force was, and immediately it gave way, and there was the door. And that was the end of those dreams. That was the end of those dreams. And so whatever we're running from is really a part of us that we have stopped loving for some reason. And so it's important to no longer run. And you can't not run until you live in a safe universe. So these keys that I'm giving you today are really keys to the universe. They're keys to you. They're keys to your actual true ascension, not just your mental ascension of knowing information, but to actually live it. These are very deep keys, and the more you listen to this, more levels will be unlocked for you. And so I recommend listening to it again and sharing it with your friends, because these are the keys. And the more you listen to it and the deeper you apply this to your life, the more is going to open up for you. And it is advanced information, no matter what level you may be hearing it from. Rise yourself to a bigger level and hear your life. What is going on in your life? What are the areas that you are the most troubled in, that you have the most fear? Because that's the area that you are deeming as an unsafe environment. Reevaluate how you feel about it, even if that means focusing on things that are not scary or whatever, just to get you a kickstart. Let's say you find going out there into the world and working as a scary thing. Don't focus on your fears. Focus on the other things, and that will give you enough of a vibrational increase to go up a level of the building, and then you start seeing it differently. And it's been said in many ways, in many different traditions of thought and philosophies, but essentially you're reframing your experience. Instead of framing it from the perspective of it is a dangerous world and unsafe, and that at best I can find a place to be safe within it, you're framing it as it's all safe. There's a blessing. And it is my contention, and I'm presenting, that by seeing the blessing, that seeing the blessing in anything acts as the glue that mends it. So the act of seeing the blessing is the glue that mends the broken heart, that mends the chasm between you and you. So everything that happens to you, see the blessing in it, and then you will find that you are living amongst all blessings, and that's not settling, that's seeing things clearly. So we are down to our last 4 minutes or so, and I would invite you to call in to my next show, since there's probably not a lot of time to take a call, and I would be happy to do readings. And watch for future shows, and you can also join me on my television show called Telepathic TV, where I do that with my partner, Neville Johnston. We are in our 13th year together, but he had done a show prior to that since 1994, so we've been talking about these topics for a very long time. And there are a lot of shows in the archives if you go to our website, telepathictv.com. And we have a lot that are just the audio versions on iTunes in podcasting. You can download for free. I also have a podcast called Meditation Break with some meditations that are some are very valuable. One is for helping you to sleep. And various other things, so check all that out. And I've got 4 decks of cards that you can use on Telepathic TV and on my website, maryfeeling.com. Anyway, a lot of stuff out there, and it was really a joy and honor to talk with you today, and especially since my airtime got shifted by the glitch in the matrix. But since the world is perfect, and that everything is a blessing, I figured that there might be some ears that were out there that this time slot might be better served for. And let's see, what else do I have? I think that's all. I'm going to close the show today. I'm going to pull a card for everybody as food for thought and apply this to your life, because this is really about how to apply the reading to your life. And I got a card that is talking about that maybe there has been a time in your life that you feel like, I've done all this, I've raised my kids, I did this really, I built this business, I did whatever, and that you feel complete now with that, and that you might be in a state of being on standby or maybe feeling stuck. And you're saying, okay, I don't know that I really want to start this whole enterprise again. What do I do next? And you may be waiting for that thing to show up. And so the message of this card is to just take a step in any direction. And that's really the key of getting out of depression, too. Just do something. Doesn't matter what it is. Go sit outside. Come back in. It will give you a little bit of space between you and your feelings. Feeling stuck in making money, doing your job, getting a new job, finding a relationship, do one little thing that will step you out of your routine right now. Your energy will then expand and create more room for things to come in there for you. So if you're feeling stuck, if you could have gotten some recognition from your past achievements but didn't, let go of the pain, because your validation will come later. I assure you of that. Well, it was my joy and honor to talk with you today, and I trust that those that would benefit were able to hear my voice today. And please join me again. Next week, my airtime is going to be different, so keep watching on the radio for Main Street Universe and find out when the show is next week. I believe it's going to be later in the day because of some other things coming up. So it was my joy and honor, and please do join me again. And remember your affirmation. I live in a safe universe. Okay, well, thank you, and many blessings to everyone.